So what are your, on this, what are your key tips for sustainability of strengths, for making it part of the way people do things, part of the culture, part of the processes and systems? What would be a couple of insider tips you could share with us?
I would generally classify them into two parts. The first has to do with the language of strengths. The second has to do with the processes, integrating strengths-based processes into whatever a school does. So let's start with the language first. I think organizations start to change when the language changes. So by that, I mean, when they talk with one another, they'll be saying that, oh, you know, this, I'm saying this because of my ideation. I noticed that your relator is showing up in this situation. So in classes, teachers would say, you know, for some of you with the ideation talent, you know, this will be really easy for you to understand. However, for those with the analytical talent, you know, may I encourage you to dive deeper, ask questions. So once the strengths language goes into our everyday conversations, it's a big change, because what it would mean is that we will be seeing every situation and every person through the lenses of the 34 talent teams.
Yeah.
What you are good at instead of what you are not good at. And that language changes everything, because language is how we talk to ourselves.
It frames our thoughts. It frames our thinking.
It's how we talk to other people. Language is the medium to which we interact with everything else in the world. Once we change the language, everything changes. So part of the challenge is really, how then do you get that language into, introduce that language and get them to use this on a daily basis. So that would be the first thing that I would do with an organization. Right. Yeah. The second part, you know, every organization has its processes, has its things that they do, team meetings, performance evaluation, assessments, and so on. The moment we put strengths into those processes, how do we use strengths when we coach a person? How do we use strengths in performance evaluation and mentoring? Then it really becomes part of the whole, part of life of an organization.
So it's kind of plug and use strengths whenever there are already systems that exist, so that it becomes embedded, so to speak.
Yes, yes. So strength shouldn't be just an addition on top of the 101 things that everybody has to do, but it should be part of it. Right?